Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy day before Friday, and I don't like it. I love it. Here we go, familia. Big game weekend. Getting excited for your barbecues, the hot wings, the guacamole, the drinks.
Yeah.
Everything except football. Not just playing. Of course, we're excited about the game, right, guys?
It depends. It depends on how the first half goes.
Let's go.
The old Patriots come out of the gates a little bit on the fast side. I think guacamole is going to get a hell of a lot more interesting in the second half.
I'm excited for the halftime show.
There you go, Chelsea.
That's what I look forward to.
That too, right? Is anybody stoked for like the puppy bowl?
Love switching that over, you know? In the middle. Oh, my God. If you've never done that,
yeah.
If you want to just have everyone freak out on you at a level that you can't wrap your head around,
uh-huh.
In the middle of, like, a big play, just click it over to the puppy bowl. Like, the ball's in the air.
Everyone's going to hate you.
Oh, it's so funny. It's so funny because, like, a ball's up in the air, like, oh, and all of a sudden there's just two puppies rolling around on the ground with the ball. And they'll throw a flag when a puppy poops on the field. It's so fun. Do it.
I think we need to find out what channel that is on. All right, man. Good morning to you. My name is Edgar. That's Brian talking about the puppy bowl right there.
What up? I'm guessing it's on the Animal Planet.
Good morning, Chelsea.
What's up?
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio, or you can call or text 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
All right, man. I always get excited when I get a text from Brian either late at night or like really, really early over, you know, like 3, 4 a.m.
Do you?
Yeah, I get excited because I'm like, oh, he's excited to talk about something in the morning.
Something happened to me that's weird. It's never like, hey, buddy, how are you? Like, oh, God.
So he just texts me. But bottom line is, he's like, yo, man, I'm so proud of myself for this like kind of embarrassing thing that I accomplished. And I'm like, all right, let's talk about it. But he never tells me what it is.
No.
So I get to be surprised with you. So, bro, what are you so proud of yourself for, bro?
So this happened to me a couple times. I think it happens to everybody now because we kind of forget how fast technology changes to the point at which I'm concerned for the generations of the future. They're not going to be able to do anything for themselves, right? Because everything is done for you on a phone or an app. The last time I felt super proud of myself over something really dumb was when I changed my Wi-Fi password and I felt like I just hacked into the Pentagon.
Wait, you can do that?
I'm telling you, right? It's apparently, everyone laughs at you, it's not hard. But I had easily the worst moment of it yesterday where I felt, I thought to myself, if a zombie apocalypse happens, I'm just going to die unless there's like a fast food place open for me, you know? So my brother and I are trying to get food. He's almost done with his second to last round of chemo. So he wants certain foods to get these chemo cravings, right?
Right.
So he has this craving for this place called Hoi Ka on Sunset Boulevard. It's this kind of Vietnamese noodle place.
Sounds good.
And I'm like, oh, dude, I'll get it for you. And I grab my phone. He's like, dude, they don't do that. They don't do online ordering. They don't do any of that. It's cash only. And I'm like, oh, all right.
Cash only.
I'm like, wow, okay, cool. So I go. I luckily have cash for some crazy reason. And I,
what is this?
Oh, you know what? Edgar gave me cash. That's why I have cash.
I paid you for the Rams shirt you got us for a bandwagon picture.
Oh, I forgot. I was like, why do I have this?
Why don't I have 25 bucks?
Oh, God, I'm blessed with cash today.
Why don't I have $25 but in pesos?
So I walk up to this place. I go. I pay for the soup. And I'm like hand-to-hand interaction. And I'm walking down the street. And I'm like, man, I just ordered food on the phone.
Yeah.
Went and picked it up face to face.
Yeah.
This feels like Lewis and Clark Explorer stuff. Like, I literally felt to myself like I was so proud of doing something that didn't involve lazy ass technology.
Brian's walking out of there like,
oh yeah!
Holding a bag of food above my head. I did it! You said it couldn't be possible. It couldn't be done. I got soup by buying it with cash face to face with a person.
Wow.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Such a feel-good story right here coming out of East Los. So there's a 22-year-old East LA college student that's actually going to be starring in a Super Bowl commercial this Sunday for Toyota. And it's all because of her amazing accomplishments in football. Yes, female in college football. That is dope, man.
Impressive.
She's a free safety, so she's on defense, and as dudes are trying to run away, she tackles them down, baby.
Yes.
But she's really playing free safety, because usually when a woman plays football of any kind, whether it be high school or college, they end up having to play kicker because of the size of the people.
Yeah, dude, she's free safety, man. So she's super fast, and she is not afraid of tackling and chasing you down, a.k.a. boyfriends.
I mean, no one's messing with that shit.
Yeah. Right?
Her dad isn't even messing. Her dad, like, when guys show up to date her, and they'd be like, the dad would be like, I'd love to tell you I'm going to do something to you if you come home late or hurt her feelings, but you know who you're dating.
The first thing that dad does when dudes come over is they sit down, they watch a football film.
That's
this is my daughter.
Good
just
luck.
FYI. Toni Harris is her name, man. So she is the first woman, okay, to receive a full college football scholarship offer. And she didn't just get one, guys. She got four offers. So she's crushing it. This is her talking about playing football and what her dream is.
Playing football at the college level makes me feel very proud of what I am doing. It's 80% mental and only 20% physical. So you have to have a different mentality to play the game of football. A message that I would like to send to younger girls is to keep your dream alive. Nothing's impossible. You can ask God for something, but you have to meet God halfway.
That's awesome. I really appreciate this because I have a daughter. She's only 2 years of age. But, you know, I'm sure there's going to be times some dude is going to be playing in the at Reese's or whatever. Like, you play like a girl, or you play soccer like a girl, or football like a girl. And that's not going to mean anything except like, yeah, I'm badass. You know, especially if it's soccer. It's like, yeah, the women's national soccer team wins World Cups all the time. What about the men?
They mop the floor, though. I love everything that she said. I love it all. I love the dream stuff. I love the anything's possible stuff. The one thing I'm going to say I don't agree with, that college football is 80% mental, 20% physical. Because I've watched a lot of college football. I played basketball in college. And I'll tell you one thing. I saw those guys in the weight room. There's a lot more physical than mental. I mean, you got to be smart. I'm really proud of her for being smart.
Maybe
you
for guys, it's like that, bro.
You can't be running around there like, I'm smarter than you, running back. I'm going to tackle you.
She uses geometry to like cut angles, you know?
Maybe that's where she gets her advantage from.
So this is Toni Harrison talking about the moment the moment she got the call or the notification from Toyota saying, hey, we want you in a Super Bowl ad. Check this out.
When Toyota contacted me about the Super Bowl ad, I was literally in the locker room getting ready to get dressed, and I heard my phone ding, and I saw that they wanted to shoot a Super Bowl commercial. I want to be the first female NFL player.
Get it, Toni!
Awesome. Wow, that's really cool.
She said her phone dinged like Toyota texted her, like, hey, girl, you up? I'm down for a Super Bowl commercial.
I bet you that's the best text she's ever gotten, bro.
No kidding.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
I think the Rams need a cool slogan like that. I know they have like whose house, Rams house. What about like going into ATL and be like, yo, Ram in this town.
Ram.
Yeah, that's cool. No?
I like the Ramley. Join the Ramley. I saw a video about the Ramley.
There you go. The Ramley. Oh, like family. I get it. Listen, if you're looking for any reason to jump aboard the Rams bandwagon, we're about to give you one that there's no way you're not going to jump on it. You're going to so support the Rams. And we go way back to when the LA Rams used to be here in LA. I know they just recently came back. This is from the late 80s. Their official LA Rams rally song. Oh, this is so good. Straight up fire.
Ram it. Do you know how to ram it? Ram it. Ram it.
Dodge City tough. If you throw it my way, it's gonna get rough. I like to ram it, as you can see. Nobody likes ramming any more than me.
They call me Jeter. Nobody dresses.
Nobody likes ramming it more than me.
More than me.
You
love
gotta
that.
Ram it.
Ram it. Do you know how to ram it?
So there you go, man.
Oh, it's so good.
By a Mile is the greatest sports theme song ever created. And they had like 15 football players doing raps on it. The one of them was like, if you ram it right, you can ram it all night. Like, what? And there's a guy playing a saxophone who played for the Rams. I saw that video yesterday and my jaw hit the ground and I was immediately like, I'm the biggest Rams fan ever. How did this team ever leave the city?
Converting.
Rock it, LA. Just ram it.
See, Maroon 5 should do a cover of that.
Oh, during man.
The halftime show. And then, like, Cardi B comes out and does a little rap to it.
Now,
rap.
That is going to unite the country. Right?
I mean,
Cardi B hits that line.
That doesn't what will.
If you ram it right, you can ram it all night.
Oh, grrr. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report. Chelsea, what you breaking down?
Ooh, Justin Bieber fans are not happy about Justin's new clothing line for a couple reasons.
Yeah.
And Ariana Grande made a forever mistake again. That's all coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 6:50. Ram it. You know
how to ram it, baby, ram it. 97.1
Amp. Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So yesterday, Justin Bieber released his own clothing line.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
And I gotta be honest, he should say sorry. And I don't want to be, I don't mean to be mean, but it's not.
Let him have it.
It's not very cute. Like, the color scheme is this khaki, yellow, black. And, like, the signature thing on the clothes is this yellow smiley face.
Yeah.
Sounds like something you get at a carnival.
Yeah, you know, it looks cheap. Like, even the slippers, which have this, they're white, they have a smiley face on it. They look like they're kind of like the free hotel slippers you get at, like, a cheap hotel.
Those are cool right there. Those need to be recycled at some point. You know what it reminded me of as soon as I saw it? Like Kanye West's clothing line, except shorts version.
Yeah.
So that's basically, instead of sweats, they're shorts and t-shirts.
And like corduroy.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. So fans are not happy with it because, well, first they're saying it's pricey because a sweatshirt itself is $150.
Oh my gosh.
And then also they're saying that it looks exactly like Kanye's Yeezy clothing line. So, yeah. And it is. I saw on Twitter like a picture of a side-by-side and it literally looks like the hippie version of Kanye's Yeezy clothing line.
I'm looking at this Instagram picture of a bunch of kids wearing all the clothes and it's all like the same color, like browns. And stuff. It looks like on The Walking Dead when all the zombies are walking towards you because all their clothes are like this off brown. Like, they just look millennial zombies.
There you go. That's a cool look.
Yeah. So there's that. Okay. So after getting matching ink with Pete Davidson, you think that Ariana Grande would be like a little more careful about what tattoos she'd get.
Right.
Wrong.
Yeah, wrong, because she just got some Japanese symbols inked on the palm of her hand, which it's supposed to say Seven Rings, the name of her new song.
Oh, that's cool.
But then yesterday she posted a picture of it on her Instagram, and someone pointed out that in Japanese it actually says Tiny Barbecue Grill.
Oh, I love whatever tattoo artist did that to her. Like, oh okay. Okay, Rich, you want to come in here and just put some Japanese writing on you? Let me watch this.
And Ariana like responded back saying like, oh guys, like I know that it's a mistake. I know it's missing a couple letters, but it was just so painful that I still think it looks cool though. This is my favorite tattoo I've ever gotten. Like she's kind of coming back and saying.
So is she claiming that she stopped
knows.
The tattoo artist maybe halfway and all of a sudden instead of saying seven of seven rings, it says tiny barbecue grill.
Right. How is that close?
Like if I don't speak Japanese, right? None of us in this room do, or write it. I would love to hear from someone who like can read and write in Japanese and say, try to explain that. Like, how do you stop a tattoo artist 10 minutes before they're done and have the meaning be that far apart?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't just say, like, seven ri.
You add one more character, and it changes from seven, to like, tiny barbecue.
It's funny, though. I actually was just on Instagram a second ago and noticed that she posted another picture of it.
Yeah.
And I guess she has had it fixed-ish, but it's still not completely fixed. I don't know the full translation, but she said, oh, this is better. Like, RIP, tiny barbecue grill. Like, she's apparently got it fixed-ish.
She added hours, though tiny barbecue grill is open. It's open till 7.
Yeah, right.
7 p.m.
There you go. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up next at 7:10, your chance to win tiny barbecue grills. No, just playing. $1,000, actually. $1,000. We're hooking up with an Instagram 10 times a day, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stay tuned to win. You think Cardi B is going to pop up? With Maroon 5 at the halftime show?
I'm crossing my fingers. I saw PJ Morton, who's the keyboardist for Maroon 5, last week, and I kind of like asked him coyly. I was like, I really want Cardi B to show up. And he kind of gave me an answer that made me feel like she's not, which kind of bummed me out.
What was his answer?
He was sort of like, well, you know, she's busy and she's doing the other that other show leading up to the thing. And I was like, no.
She is performing in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Brian, you're trying to get into the show, right?
I'll be there Saturday night. She's doing the Pepsi Super Bowl Music Festival. Saturday night is Cardi and Bruno. And Friday's Post Malone and Aerosmith. There's going to be plenty of people in town.
Yeah.
Not to mention, like, Migos is in town playing some party. Mm-hmm. Like, there's people all over. Diplo. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend dated a guy who is Maroon 5's, road sound tech. I should ask her to text him. Because if she's going to perform, he's going to have to mic her up and do all the levels and stuff.
That's going
to
be funny. Can you have her start off the text with, like, hey, I know you're going to be in Atlanta. Hey, is Cardi B performing with Maroon 5? He's going to be like, what? Oh,
come on.
You're going to be all excited, girl. Uh-huh. All right. Getting right into the damn he dumb story of the day.
Damn he dumb.
Oh, Brian, break this one down,
bro. Coming out of Sumter, South Carolina. Imagine being the mother of 19-year-old Emmanuel Franklin on January 22nd. She receives a private call from a number that's blocked, and when she answers it, she can hear her 19-year-old son in the background acting frantic, and she hears an unidentified male voice go, if you ever want to see your son again, you're going to pay me the ungodly sum of $130.
Oh my gosh, $130?
You know what she said?
What I do have are a very particular set of skills.
So she gets a threatening call that her son has been taken hostage.
Oh my God.
And all the hostage taker wants is $130.
Wow, come on, it's like, go big. Right? Like, we're gonna do it. Put
to
the
which
effort in.
She's just panicked that it's not even about the money at that point. She's like frantic. She calls the police. The police do a quick, phone trace and find out it was her son himself.
Oh my God.
Damn, he dumb.
Trying to quickly scam his own mother out of $130.
Get those Yeezys.
Can you imagine? Emmanuel is the guy's name?
Emmanuel Franklin.
What's going on through his mind? He's like, yo, how much money will my mom pay for me?
Exactly. Like, what's too much? What is the number where he's like, I want $10,000. Click. Like, $130. He's like, she might go for that. Instead, the cops arrested him on conspiracy to, like, fake a kidnapping.
So there you go,
buddy.
Wow.
Good old Emmanuel right there. Breaking it down. Man, there's no way I could scam my mom out of money. I remember when I was like 5 years of age, we were still living in Mexico, Ocotlán, Jalisco, and my mom used to send me to go get the tortillas all the time, right? So she would give me whatever, 20 pesos, 20 pesos or whatever. You go get the tortillas, you go to an actual tortilleria, right? It's the best thing ever. The smell is amazing of fresh tortillas, and on the way home, you gotta eat at least three. You just roll them up and just grub them. But on the way home, there's a little store that sold like my favorite chips, right? Rancheritos, pizzerolas, and they had Street Fighter, the arcade game.
Oh, that's money right there.
And oh my gosh, every time, one time I did it, man, I spent the change on Street Fighter, Ayuken, and she found out that chancla started flying at me like Ayuken to me, man. Like her sandal came at me strong. She's like, I know you use that extra money. Where did you spend it? You know, there's no way I could get by on that.
See, I could never scam my mom either because at this point in time in my life, she'd probably try to pull something like this on me. I'd answer the phone to block number and I'd be like, if you ever want to see your mom again, you're going to pay her cell phone bill. What? This is a weird hostage situation.
What's going on?
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Right about now, we're about to choose a new song that we will have to do for our lyrical prank challenge, where we have to recite lyrics to a song while going through a drive-thru. All of us are eligible this week. We're about to spin the wheel. But last week, it was Brian's turn, and he did I Want It That Way while a security guard was staring him down. Check this out.
Oh, King, you are my fire, my one desire today. How are you?
Hi, can I help you?
Oh, yeah. You guys are my fire, my one desire. That's all I wanted today was burger. I'm so happy.
Just so you know, before you order, we're out of nuggets.
You're out of nuggets? Tell me why.
They're done for tonight.
They're done. It ain't nothing but a heartache. It ain't nothing but a mistake. What about the crispy chicken club?
Okay, you want that one?
I want it that way, yeah. I want that deep down inside of me.
Okay, that's the one, please.
Okie dokie, thank you.
That line was uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable right there. All right, let's go to the phone lines and texts and hear your suggestions for this week before we spin the wheel. 877-971-HITS. Kyla from Van Nuys. Good morning.
Good morning.
What song do you think we should recite through a drive-thru?
Sunflower by Post Malone.
Oh, that's a good
Sunflower.
One.
Sunflower. Yeah, that could get weird real quick. I like it.
I hope it's Brian, though.
You hope it's me?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Don't jinx me like that.
He is the best singer out of all of us, to be honest. Thank you, Kayla.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Guys.
Bye. Katie from Ventura. Good morning.
Good morning.
Katie, what song should we recite while going through a drive-thru?
Push it. Push it real good.
Wow.
Push it.
Do we have to beatbox too? Wait. Do we have to do the
oh, yeah. You know, you got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you gotta do it.
Man, I wanna hear you do it kinda. You're good.
Oh, I love doing it at karaoke, but I thought it'd be fun if you go push it.
Thank you so much for calling in and make sure you push it real good. All right.
Thank you. Push it. Thank you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
It's so funny. I'm looking on the call screening board, and you guys really want somebody to get tasered this week by security because line one just says, I touch myself, that song. When I think about you, I touch myself.
Oh, not over well at all.
Paula from Monterey Park is the one that's suggesting that. Appreciate you, Paula. She just wants to see us get locked up, to be honest. Like, you know what I'm saying? All right, man. What did our text say, Brian?
We got Oops, I Did It Again
by
Britney Spears in the 323. Alex in the 562 says, I got Five on It by the Loonies.
Oh, nice.
From the 916, Gabriella, her suggestion is SOS by Rihanna. We've got another vote for I Touched Myself.
Oh, my God.
Randomly. From the 714, we've got Big Butts by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, no.
And from Raphael in the 646, how about that Ram Wagon song?
Oh, yeah.
Ram it.
Funny.
The Rams official rally song that we just discovered from back in the 80s.
Ram it. Do you know how to ram it? Ram it.
I think we should definitely do that song.
Oh,
my God. The Rams are in the big game this Sunday. We got to do it. All right. So now we're going to spin the wheel, and then we'll choose a song that we have to recite the lyrics to while we go through a drive-thru. All right. Ready? We're all eligible. Brian, Chelsea, and myself. Spin it. The wheel is spinning right now. Oh, man. Spin it.
Don't it's on a buster, baby. Spin it.
It landed on
me.
Landed on me.
You know how to ram it.
Oh, man. What do you guys think I should do, man?
I don't know. But that's clutch for me because I'm getting on an airplane to Atlanta, and that would have been real weird if I'm trying to do ram it to a flight attendant while I'm ordering drinks.
You know what? In honor of the LA Rams, I'm just going to try to figure out a way to order through a drive-thru while reciting this.
Ram it.
Yeah.
You know how to ram it.
City tough. If you throw it my way, it's gonna get rough. I like to ram it, as you can see. Nobody likes ramming any more than me. They call me.
Nobody likes ramming it more than me. That should be a good line. Who's going to pick up the bail money?
Yeah, exactly. Who's picking up Edgar at LA County tomorrow?
Can we start the GoFundMe page now?
Yeah, right. I'm on it.
Ram it. All
right. If you ram it right, you can ram it all night.
I can't wait. I apologize to my wife, my family. It's going to be a good time. You are commercial free on 97.1 AMP Radio. Tune in tomorrow at 7:25 to hear it.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Getting your phone calls right now. Who did you dirty? Call in advance. It's going to make you feel a whole lot better. All right? 877-971-HITS. Alondra from Granada Hills. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alondra, thanks for hanging out with us. Go ahead and vent, girl. Who did you dirty?
I would say my mom is doing me dirty. Okay, so I'm 19 and I do have a boyfriend. I see him once a week because he goes to USC. I also work almost every single day. Not only that, I have school in the morning. Last night I got home and she threatened to kick me out of the house because apparently I'm never there. I am living with Cruella. Like, excuse me.
Cruella DeVille.
Because 19 is one of those, it's that year where you're like, I'm 19, I'm a grown up, I want to do my own thing. Mm-hmm. And your parents are looking at you going, but you're still under my house, my rules. The same thing happened to me.
Exactly.
The summer I moved, I went back from Laverne to Seattle, right? And I stayed out one night, didn't tell my mom where I was going, just stayed out because I'm a grown up. I'll do what I want, right? Yeah. I came home the next morning and she goes, if this is how you're going to act this summer, we're going to have to reevaluate whether or not you stay here. And I was like, whoa.
Oh my gosh.
I get you, girl. I would come home past my curfew and just the door was locked.
That's one way to deal with it.
There's no way to get in. And then thank God later, my mom would sneak out of the bedroom because my dad was like extra strict and she would let me in, you know?
That's funny.
Oh my gosh. I wish I had chill parents, but no, maybe not yet.
Let me ask you this. Does your mom like your boyfriend?
Of course she does. She likes him. She just doesn't like the fact, I guess, that I go out, you know? But I mean, I don't even go out a lot. He's a redhead, right?
Ginger.
My mom in Spanish, she calls him pelos de lote. And obviously he doesn't know what that means. I mean, is that like friendly love? I don't know.
Corn hair is what she's calling him.
Corn hair?
Cornhead, yeah.
Cornhead.
I think it's all love, though. It's all love, right?
That's a
right?
reality,
she's like,
though.
Right? Question mark?
You say yes. Listen, many families, especially Latino families, that's the way we show love, you know, by giving you a nickname and clowning on you. So you can go. Thank you for listening to us, Chica. We love you.
Thank you. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Alondra brings up something interesting. I bet she's not the only one that has parents that have given their significant other a crazy nickname.
Just based on appearance or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Or their actions, you know? This reminds me, one of my good friends, his daughter's dating some dude that he did not like and just straight up called him Dum Dum.
Like,
Dum Dum?
Just Dum Dum. Hey, Dum Dum's here. Just straight up.
Not in like Spanish or anything. Just Dum Dum so everyone can hear it.
Just Dum Dum.
I kind of appreciate that then. You're like, you know for sure where your dad stands on your significant other.
Also, as the boyfriend, you know when they finally have accepted you into the family, when Dum Dum gets replaced by your actual name.
877-971-HITS. Give us a call or shoot us a text. What crazy nickname have your parents given your significant other?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Other, holla. All right, so what hilarious or crazy name did your parents give your significant other? Texts are blowing up. Our text line, your calls are hilarious. Let's go to them. The Mighty's from Diamond Bar. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my God. This is so cool.
Hey.
You're on the radio. The Mighty's.
Hi, everyone. Oh,
yes. Thank you for listening to us. Love you. Love your excitement. What crazy nickname have your parents used on a significant other of yours?
The biggest one that I, always hated was Descalzonado.
Descalzonado? That's basically meaning your underwears are falling off in Spanish.
He was sagging his pants.
Yeah, back in the day when everybody had their pants under their ass.
And the chain wallet? Did he have a chain wallet?
He did not have a chain wallet, although I'm pretty sure he could have gotten there.
Descalzonado. That is hilarious. Would they say it in public?
Oh, yeah. They'd call him Descalzonado, but he didn't know that they were saying that.
Yeah, he didn't speak Spanish, right?
No, he didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
So when he would ask, hey, why are your parents calling me Descalzonado? What would you say?
Like, what does that mean? I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. It's just a nickname.
It's a term of endearment, babe. I think they think your butt looks nice.
Who are you with now? Do they have a nickname for him?
Gordito.
That's much better.
Wow. Does he speak Spanish?
He's actually Hispanic, but he doesn't speak Spanish very much.
Oh, that's
but
even worse.
He knows what gordito means, which is little fatty. Yeah,
even I know that.
That's the point.
Being nice about it. Yeah, he's the best.
Doesn't it mean like cute fatty?
It's a cute, yeah, yeah, it's endearing.
Yeah, like a cute fatty.
It's like little fatty, but you're cute, you know?
Oh, wow. I don't think that's good at all. Is he gordita?
He's a little gordito, yeah.
I mean, the only way it's worse is if they call him an ugly fatty.
Yeah, so.
I know, it's better than cute fatty, right?
Mm-hmm. Damaris, your parents are the best. They just keep it coming.
Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. Thank you for keeping me entertained on the way to school.
You got it. Uh-huh. Say hi to the gordito for us.
Well, and the family.
I'm all about it.
Later. Tiffany from Corona, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Tiffany. What crazy nickname did your parents give your significant other?
Okay, so this one's going to sound really crazy, but my parents call my significant other Ish Pants.
Ish pants.
Yeah, ish pants. So this one time we were on a road trip, and somehow my boyfriend got milk, and he's like really, really lactose intolerant. So obviously he wasn't feeling well, and he might have had a little accident and possibly tried to get it.
And what's his real name?
His real name is Ishmael.
So it's like a play on that. That's funny.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the balls your parents have, though, to call him Ishpants in public in front of people where they're like, did that guy, are they calling you Ishpants? Ishpants.
Tiffany, love you, but love your parents even more. Thank you for listening.
No problem. Thanks.
Bye. Vanessa from Garden Grove, good morning.
Good morning.
Vanessa, what crazy nickname do your parents have for your significant other?
So my parents would always call my significant other Chicle.
Chicle, which means gum in Spanish.
Now, let me guess. He has big old teeth.
Or is he always stuck on you?
Yes, it was because we always hung out with each other. We were always together. And every time he would come over to my house, my parents would say, hi, Chicle. And then he would be like, hi.
There's this classic song that you hear at every quinceañera for Latinos or wedding. It's called El Chicle Se Me Pegó, Mi Amorcito. And that means like El Chicle, literally the gum got stuck to me. So from there, anybody that's like super on you all the time,
clingy,
they just call him Chicle.
Yeah.
Clingy. Yes, uh-huh. Jels, exactly.
That's funny. Are you still with him now?
Unfortunately, no. Okay.
Damn.
Gum didn't stick around forever.
Is that fortunately or unfortunately?
Well, just things happen and...
That sounds like a whole different topic we'll get into later when chicles don't stick to you anymore.
Chicle do you dirty.
Thank you, Vanessa. Love you, girl. Have a great week. Brian, what are we getting on text?
The text line today is just on fire with savagery. Just absolute savagery. You people have no chill. The first one, the 323.
You're thinking twice about saying this. I haven't seen it, so do I need to prepare the dumb bun?
My boyfriend in middle school, we used to call him Tacita, coffee mug, because he lost an ear in an accident.
Oh, no.
Tacita, so a coffee mug only has one side. When you grab the cup.
He loved it and thought it was funny. He loved it and thought it was funny.
That's so wrong.
I told you they were savage. That's not even the worst one.
Oh, wow.
From the 626, my fiance is a white boy. Literally all my parents and friends and family in Mexico call him El Gringo. Sometimes I'm pretty sure they don't even know his real name. He's calling like
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Who would you say had the greatest Super Bowl halftime show performance of all time? That is the question we're asking. We dare to ask that on 97.1 Amp Radio, home of commercial-free Mondays. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. Tamara, our social media guru, is with us talking about the polls. So yesterday, the top eight battled it out, okay? And according to your votes at 97.1 Amp Radio on the gram through stories, tell us what the top eight battles were. How did they end up, and who will be the top four for today? And tomorrow, we'll reveal the champion according to your votes.
I have a feeling people are going to get super mad about this.
There is definitely some huge surprises and upsets, but I think it has to do with a generational situation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for the top eight for yesterday, it was Michael Jackson against Prince. Mm. And Michael Jackson won 70% to Prince. Oof, 30%.
That's a big win.
Which is crazy, because a lot of people say Prince's was the best. Like, you'll see lists online, and he's number one, mm-hmm. so that's interesting.
Yeah, and then our our second group was Beyonce versus Janet and JT.
Oof.
Yeah, and Beyonce won 73% to 27%. Yeah.
That was easy.
Sorry. Beyonce's just going to hand people L's all day.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I'm sorry, Chels, but Bruno Mars versus Kings of Pop. Bruno Mars won 85%. Oh.
How much? Yeah. Can you repeat that percentage again? Hold 85. On, because Chelsea's favorite is the Kings of Pop's performance.
Well, wait, no, can I say who the Kings of Pop are, though? It's NSYNC, Britney Spears, Aerosmith, Nelly, and Mary J. Blige. The best halftime show performance ever. And it goes down in history.
And according to our listeners, so Bruno beat him how much?
85%.
Oh!
But here's the thing.
Oh! The people have spoken.
It's a generational thing. Putting them next to Bruno, it's not really fair. Yeah, I have to say.
I'm going to say.
We got to get everyone. Hey, if you're mad about these results, you're going to be even more mad tomorrow if you don't vote, all right? If you don't vote, you get no voice. Right.
That's why it's important to vote.
Exactly. And so the Kings of Pop was 15%. And then Madonna versus Lady Gaga. Madonna was 19% and Lady Gaga was 81%.
See ya, my girl.
Brian's all about Gaga.
Man, I saw that performance live and it took my breath away live. I don't feel uncomfortable saying that about this. But then when I saw... just this past weekend, we binge watched all, like, there's a YouTube video you can binge watch all the performances. I saw the actual, like, feed they had going, and my jaw was on the floor. Man, she crushed it.
She did great, but I will say, I think the thing that's so great about halftime shows is when they have surprise guests, surprise performers. That is what makes a good halftime show.
You know who doesn't need a lot of help? Bruno Mars. He just didn't need too many people, Charles. That's my boy right there. Bruno! Yeah. All right, so here we go. We got the final four right here. And is this poll up and ready to go on our Instagram stories?
Yes, it's up and ready to go.
Okay, so you can start voting now for 24 hours. Tomorrow we will reveal the winner and we'll also take your phone calls, all right? At this time, make sure you tune in. But go vote at 97.1 Amp Radio Stories. And if you don't want to be shocked and pissed off like Chelsea is this morning, you better go out and vote and rally. All right, so this is what we got. We got Beyonce right here.
Okay, ladies, now let's get information.
Final four.
I get it, Alabama. Mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make them Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby head and afro. I got hot sauce in my bed. I see it, I want it. Ooh. I start yellow on it.
As Tamara does the entire choreography in studio right now.
She just did like the hot sauce in my bag swag dance.
Beyonce versus Lady Gaga. Brian's girl.
I don't know any of the dances.
That's when Brian cried right there.
It was. Oh, man. A million reasons when I cried.
Yeah, that was good.
Beyonce versus Lady Gaga, all right? And then in the other bracket for the final four, we have Bruno Mars. Yeah, you can call him that. Yeah. Bruno Mars, my man. So good, man. So good. Tell him, Bruno.
Ooh. There's not a thing that I would change.
So good, but so predictable.
Oh, she's so mad still.
It's so predictable.
Bruno Mars sang one of his songs. So predictable.
But, no, that performance. It's fine. He's great. But
versus Bruno Mars.
I'm sticking to my guns.
Versus Michael Jackson.
So good.
Be my brother. It don't matter if you're black or white.
All right, get your voting on at 97.1 Amp Radio on Instagram stories. Brian, you're sticking with Lady Gaga?
Oh, man, she's my girl.
Chelsea?
I'm going to go, well, since I can't do NSYNC anymore and Britney Spears, I'm going to go Beyonce.
Definitely Beyonce.
Tamara?
Yeah.
Beyonce AMJ, for
I'm
sure.
I'm going Bruno, baby. Bruno, let's go.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Monday.
You're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, and for Throwback Thursday, and because the Rams are playing in the big game this Sunday, we're majorly throwing it back, guys, with the LA Rams rally fight song from 1986. You ready for this?
Rabbit, do you know how to rabbit, rabbit, rabbit?
Everybody!
You know how to rabbit, so we rock
Dodge City tough. If you throw it my way, it's gonna get rough. I like to ram it, as you can see. Nobody likes ramming any more than me. But call me Gina.
Nobody likes ramming more than me. I can't get over it.
The best line is that they got a dude towards the end of it. He's like, if you ram it right, you go ram it all night. He's like, wow.
Different times in 1986, apparently.
That hands down, by the way, if you never looked, the NFL was all about 80s weird theme songs where they make the players sing and dance in their jerseys so and just good. Embarrass themselves. The Rams, hands down, the best one of all.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't beat ramming it.
Check it out. It's up on our Instagram at 971AMPRadio. Yes, we dance to it. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chels?
Cardi B's love life is on fire. She's doing really well these days. Okay. So does she have a new man in her life? Mm. Are her and Offset back together? Don't worry, I got the details coming up in the Chelsea Report, and that's at 8:50.
971AMPRadio.
Commercial free Monday.
Cardi B and Offset are officially back together.
Offset. Good job, Offset, man. He tried real hard to get back with her.
Yeah, they're living under the same roof in their home in Atlanta. I'm hearing this is the first time this week Cardi's been back in Atlanta since they broke up in December. Apparently, Offset is determined to prove to Cardi that he's serious about being honest and faithful this time around.
This time around?
Yeah.
Remember last time?
Remember the last couple of times? No more, no more Snapchat videos, I promise.
I hope he is. Apparently, he even changed his phone number, and the new digits are strictly for Cardi and business calls. No one else can have the number. Also, Cardi made one big rule. She said there will be no groupies. Like, no female fans are allowed around you. And I guess that, like, the test is this weekend. It's in full effect. Super Bowl weekend. They're both going to be there. And no female fans are going to be allowed to be near him.
So does that mean the other two Migos need, like, their other tour bus?
No kidding.
Probably.
Like, that's impossible to enforce on a three-man, on, like, a Migos show.
Now, I think the only way this is going to work is if Offset legit gets one of those phones that you get your kids that you can only dial out to, like, five people. It's only got, like, five buttons on it.
You just dial one. It's a big old, long, like, clunky flip phone.
Exactly.
It's all blinked out.
You can only call Cardi B, his daughter, Cardi B's family.
Seriously.
And that's it.
I know, because I don't think she stood strong for a month, but I feel like she was very serious about not getting back with him because he cheated on her a bunch. So I think, yeah, hopefully he doesn't mess up, because I think if he does again, she's gone.
And that month or whatever she lasted without Offset, did you see the videos she was posting?
Yeah, she's getting crazy.
I mean, I kind of loved it.
She was like wearing basically nothing and being real like sexy and whatnot. And Austin must have been going crazy.
See, I thought she was kind of going crazy just having that much time by herself, just her and her baby. When she's watching Bird Box and she made it through like 9 minutes. She's like, yo, why they in a river? Why is everyone blindfolded? Why they in a river?
Oh,
So I have an update on the Jussie Smollett hate crime incident that happened this week.
Yeah.
The Empire actor was viciously attacked in Chicago by two men who not only beat him, but also threw bleach on him, put a rope around his neck while yelling racial slurs. They also yelled MAGA country. The latest on the story, Chicago PD released a screen grab from a surveillance video that shows two figures walking down the street, which they're saying are the persons of interest. It's really blurry. It's from behind. You really can't make anything out.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they also have another video of Jussie walking on the opposite side of the street from the two people. Both Jussie and the unidentified people walk off camera for about 60 seconds. And then Jussie reappears on the surveillance with what appears to be street salt on his sweater and rope around his neck.
Oh,
so
geez.
So there's actually something happened. Like, they have evidence of that.
And street salt, because it's crazy cold in Chicago right now, and snow for the roads, et cetera.
It's also what's going to make it really hard to identify people from a video, because, it's negative 45 degrees, so no one's got their faces covered.
Yeah, they're all bundled up.
Yeah, they're covered.
Also, Jussie's neighbor of where he was staying in Chicago told cops she actually saw a suspicious man loitering outside the entrance of their building about an hour and a half before Jussie was attacked. She described the guy as white with scruff on his face. She said he looked out of place and was even creeped out by him enough that she actually quickly went back inside. So there's that. She
said, this neighbor see anything on him, like whether it was the...
Yeah, so she said she also noticed what looks like rope or a clothing line protruding from the bottom of his sweatshirt.
Huh.
And then she also said at one point she saw another guy, like that one guy meet up with another guy. So there's that.
And you compound this with the fact that he got a letter, you know, weeks ago or whatever, mm-hmm. that made Empire bulk up their security about how someone was going to kill him.
Yep.
I think the one thing that, I mean, it's awful, but I'm really glad they're starting to find evidence mm-hmm. that of persons of interest, because for a good 8 or 9 hours, 10 hours, the Chicago PD was like, we've reviewed hundreds of hours. We can't find anybody, because there's not a lot of people walking mm-hmm. the streets at 2 a.m. when it's -45 degrees.
Right.
And people are like, oh, here we go. Fake news. He faked it. And it's like, I hate that that's a knee-jerk reaction mm-hmm. now, is to be like, oh, it's a conspiracy. It's fake. Like we honestly believe he's going to fake this situation. So it's nice to see the process is happening. The police are investigating and things are coming up.
Yeah. And hopefully there'll be more eyewitnesses and they just need to catch these guys.
The reality of Jesse, man, yes, he's a huge activist, but at the same time, he's very private about his life mm-hmm. and very chill. So definitely not fake. And I'm glad we're getting to the bottom of this slowly but sure.
Definitely.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Getting you ready for your rainy commute. Going to be going down from like 10 a.m. till about 3 p.m. today. Hang in there, all right? You know what I find fascinating? How passionate you are, or just people are in times, and how attached you get to like companies' logos or names. Huh. Like, you remember how people were outraged and devastated when IHOP played that prank on us and changed it to IHOB?
House of Burgers.
To promote mm-hmm. the fact that they also have burgers beyond pancakes. So now, I wake up this morning, like always, check my Twitter, and what's trending is people being devastated by something that a very popular clothing store by the name of Zara has done to their logo. And it's super popular, and you love the store if you're skinny.
That's 100%
correct. They changed, just like, I love it. Zara changed their logo, and if you haven't seen it, we have it up on our Instagram stories, at 97.1 Amp Radio. It's Zara, and there's a lot of space in between them, right? They've always been like that. There's a lot of space in between the Z, the A, the R, and the A. So what they did for this year is they deleted the space, and the Z, the A, and the R, and the A are kind of overlapping each other. Oh. Guys, people have lost their ish over this. Check out this tweet. This new Zara logo without spaces is literally giving me anxiety.
I agree 100%.
I feel my lungs cramping up right now. Literally. Oh. By the way, literally, I don't think it was literal.
So relatable. I feel the same way. I saw it this morning. And
you know what gives anxiety and makes my lungs cramp up? When I try on a shirt from Zara.
You know what's funny? I just saw a tweet that said, the new Zara logo is actually me trying to squeeze into their clothes. 100%. The letters are so
last time I went to Zara, I put on an extra large shirt and I thought I was on like the reboot of Punk. I was like, get out of here. This is an extra, like, what human being is extra large here? Like, do you even have, and then I got to ask him, like, hey, do you guys have something that would fit, I don't know, maybe what you think an elephant looks like? Because apparently you haven't walked out of this store in a while. You don't know what real people look like.
Chels, why do you love Zara so much?
I mean, they always have new trends. They're from
Spain, right?
It's great. I love everything about it. They always have new stuff come in, like once a week. A lot of my clothes are from Zara.
So literally, you were also feeling anxiety over the Z, the A, the R, and the A.
It's confusing. Overlapping.
It hurts my eyes. Like it hurts, like physically hurts my eyes.
I could see it does kind of make you cross-eyed when you look at it. I won't lie.
If you're too far away, it looks like Zabba. Like Abba Zabba, Zabba.
It's funny, there's this other meme of what it's going to be like in 2030, and it's so close together that it's just a black block. Mm. Just all the letters smashed together. So,
like, who signed off on that? Did they try a new graphic designer? Like, they cut budgets for that or something? I don't know. I feel upset about it, too.
I think their PR or marketing person signed off on it and said, look, we're going to get millennials freaking out, and people are going to talk about us. Done. You did it. Congratulations. So it's going to be all right. You're literally not going to have an anxiety attack. But in case you are going to go shopping at Zara, I want to hook you up with $1,000. So good luck. Here you go.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea about to give out the Dopest Moment Award. And it goes out to Damaris' parents from Diamond Bar. So earlier today, Damaris called in to confess the crazy nickname that her parents use for her current boyfriend. Because the previous boyfriend, the nickname was Descalzonado, which in Spanish means basically his underwear falling off.
Like dude sagging his pants back in the day when I was cool.
Yeah.
Or if it's still cool now, I don't really know.
I mean,
yeah.
No, my parents used to make fun of me for it.
I think skinny jeans are cool now, even with Gangsters. Anyways, the Maddie's told us what her current boyfriend's nickname is according to her parents. Check this out. Who are you with now? Do they have a nickname for him?
Gordito.
I don't know. That's much better.
Wow. Does he speak Spanish?
He's actually Hispanic, but he doesn't speak Spanish very much.
Oh, that's
but
even worse.
He knows what gordito means, which is little fatty. Yeah,
even I know that.
That's
probably being nice about it. Yeah, he's the best.
Doesn't it mean like cute fatty?
It's a cute, yeah, it's endearing.
Yeah, like a cute fatty.
You know?
Oh, wow. I don't think that's good at all. Is he gordita?
He's a little gordito, yeah. Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. Thank you for keeping me entertained on the way to school.
You got it. Uh-huh. Say hi to the gordito for us.
There it is, gordito. I think the moral of the story of that segment is if you're dating a Latina, learn Spanish.
That's right.
Yes, seriously.
They are just hating all over you at every carne asada ever.
Can we, what does a descalzonudo mean? Is it like menudo? Yeah. Like the food menudo?
Yeah, baby, shut up and eat it. It's a dish.
I love how you took on this like surfer character to say that.
What's it? You just call me Despacito, bro. Despacito, dude. Bieber's my guy, dude.
That's it, man. That's it. It wasn't descalzonudo. It was Despacito.
Which also works for him. He's probably slow.
Thanks for hanging out with us and party with us. Yessi Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio with more chances for you to win $1,000 every hour, 10 minutes after the hour, all the way through 5 p.m. Love you guys. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy.
I want to know.
That means let's go.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.